raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, June 25th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Police Department seeking bank robber. Community Emergency Response Team offering training course for teens. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today, schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles Police Department are seeking a suspect that is accused of robbing the Wells Fargo Bank on Spring Street yesterday afternoon. Police say the man entered the bank, said he had a weapon, and handed a note to the teller. The suspect received an unknown amount of cash and then fled the bank. Police say that he was driven by a female driver away in a silver SUV headed northbound on Spring Street. The suspect is described as a Hispanic male with a stocky build and a tribal tattoo near his right eye. The San Luis Obispo County Airport has announced a partnership with Cal Poly College of Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences. The partnership establishes an on-site apiary that is now producing locally sourced honey, available for purchase in the terminal. The apiary is maintained with Cal Poly's beekeeping class, students, and faculty, contributing to a healthier local ecosystem with the hives. The apiary site is located on an undeveloped airport land. Director of Airports Courtney Johnson said, quote, "This new partnership helps promote our unique, environmentally conscious identity to all our passengers while benefiting the local ecosystem through student education." CERT offering teen training course in early July. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Paso Robles Community Emergency Response Team is offering a 24-hour disaster preparedness course for teens ages 15 to 19. Classes will be offered at Centennial Park Tuesday, July 7th through Friday, July 10th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The final class will be offered at Fire Station 3 on Union Road, July 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The course will teach students how to prepare for, respond to, and recover from emergencies and large-scale disasters. It will also help students develop critical thinking skills and leadership qualities. Students who complete the course will receive a certificate of completion and a teen cert pack containing essential emergency response equipment. The course is $50 to attend. Registration can be done online at slowcountycert.org. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will continue tonight. Tonight's entertainment will be Monty Mills and the Lucky Horseshoe Band, an iconic Central Coast band playing country rock and roll. Concerts in the Park feature great music, food, drinks, and an energetic environment in the downtown city park. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Athletics 2-1, the Padres over the Braves 5-2, Dodgers beat the Twins 4-3, the Angels over the Orioles 7-6, the Yankees beat the Tigers 4-2. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Giants, the Yankees will go against the Red Sox. In California news, an earthquake struck Mendocino County yesterday with one of the strongest quakes in the area since 1940. The magnitude of the quake was about 5.6 at the epicenter. It struck east of Fort Bragg at about 8:10 a.m. There were no injuries reported from the quake, but there was a power outage affecting more than 6,000 residents of six towns near the epicenter, with objects inside of buildings falling down as well. A lawsuit has been filed against gas station giants, including Marathon and Circle KA, of violating California's antitrust law from AI-powered software. The lawsuit alleges the gas station operators use artificial intelligence for data collection and algorithmic fuel pricing software and illegally collude with one another to raise gas prices. Police have identified the suspect that opened fire in a library in Chico that killed two people and injured one child. 18-year-old Bradley Scott Sayer, who graduated from Chico High School just 2 weeks earlier, walked into the library before it was set to close. He then walked to the building, returned to his car, and grabbed a shotgun before returning to the library and opening fire. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, hey, it looks like USDA's latest commodity cost and returns report shows production expenses are expected to climb for every single major crop in 2026 as global energy and fertilizer market disruptions continue to ripple throughout the entire ag industry. The report follows months of volatility tied to conflict involved Iran and concerns about shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Higher fertilizer costs are adding pressures to already tight farm margins. Now, the findings mirror a recent Farm Bureau survey in which 70% of farmers there said they couldn't afford all the fertilizer needed for this year's crop. The outlook for 2027 offers little relief as well. In fact, USDA projects production costs there will reach record highs for most major crops, driven by rising seed, chemical, labor, machinery, repair, and cash rent expenses. Rice is projected to have the highest production cost at over $1,400 an acre, followed by peanuts at $1,248, cotton at $1,001, and corn at $952. Are you a cattle or sheep producer looking to market to a nationwide audience? If so, the consignment deadline for Western Video Market's 37th annual July sale in Reno is June 25th. Don't miss your chance to market your livestock in one of our nation's premier video auctions, July 13th through the 15th in Reno, Nevada. Reach top buyers from across the country. Contact your local Western Video Market rep today or visit WVMcattle.com. Western Video Market, let the professionals go to work for you.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The California Farm Bureau this month joined more than 100 agricultural organizations in a letter urging congressional appropriators to provide additional funding and staffing support for local U.S. Department of Agriculture offices of the Farm Service Agency and Natural Resources Conservation Service. The coalition highlighted growing concerns that staffing reductions, retirements, and workforce attrition have led to delays and service disruptions in USDA field offices across the country, including in California. The offices play a critical role in administering farm programs, conservation assistance, disaster relief, and technical support for farmers. According to the letter, several USDA agencies have experienced significant workforce losses during the past year, creating challenges for producers seeking timely access to programs and services. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports there's a traffic collision on the US 101 North near the South Spring Street off-ramp in Paso Robles. The incident was reported at about 6:06 this morning. CHP says the reporting party says they don't know what they hit, but they say that they themselves are injured. CHP has a unit at the scene. Again, there's a traffic collision on the 101 North near the South Spring Street off-ramp in Paso Robles with several units at the scene. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the low 80s, west-southwest winds at about 15 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows in the upper 40s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday, and sunny on Thursday. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday, mid 80s Monday, upper 70s Tuesday and Wednesday, 80 a week from today. Currently it is 54 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tatchy. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tatchy cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Inflation measured by the PCE price index rose 0.4% last month, matching the April reading, though for the year ending in April, it rose by a stronger 4.1%. Core PCE, excluding food and energy, on an annual basis was up 3.4%, the largest increase since October of 2023. Though cooling crude oil prices are expected to result in inflation easing. The economy expanded at a stronger than expected pace to start the year. The first quarter GDP has been revised higher to 2.1% growth. And Apple just raised the prices of iPads and Macs in response to higher prices for memory chips caused by demand for artificial intelligence. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
So Ryan and I came to the decision to get life insurance when I was pregnant with our first son. He really wanted us to be taken care of if something happened to him. He provided for our family in life and also after his death. I think that would make him proud. Ethos makes it fast and easy to get life insurance. Apply in minutes and get same day coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Good food, great friends, patriotic fellowship. Come celebrate 250 years of freedom with the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County. Join us Sunday, June 28th from 11 to 3 p.m. at Templeton Park for a delicious tri-tip barbecue. Visit with Republican candidates and elected officials. Hear patriotic remarks from District Attorney Dan Dow. Adults are $40, kids are free. Get your tickets at rpsloc.org, paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort. That way, over in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL. Afternoon on Sound Off, Karen will have on, I believe it, yes, it is, Heather Stevenson from the Parks, Paso Parks and Rec, about all the different events and programs and so forth they have on there, and also some discussion about the city of Paso Robles getting out of the Paso Robles Quiet Title lawsuit, which more people in Paso Robles should be aware of what your tax dollars tried to go to, or is trying still in some respects. Anyway. Real quick thing here, the Today in Farming, the ag report that we had, they were talking about the price of fertilizers and how it's really hurting, you know, many of the farmers. They mentioned, you know, rice and a couple of other things, cotton. But I thought I heard the other day on the Clay and Buck show that Secretary Brooke Rollins was on, and it was in the last hour going towards noon. I thought she said that the prices on those things, the fertilizer was going down. I don't know if she was blowing smoke or I misheard it. But that's what I thought, because this one, my ears really perked up when I heard this report this morning regarding that. And that's, you know, obviously it impacts, obviously, the farmers and ranchers, but also us. We end up paying for it. So if anybody remembers that with Brooke Rollins the other day, she's the Secretary of Agriculture. All right, so there you go. Also, let's see here. What else do we have? I can't wait for the trivia question today. Folks, we're having our Independence Day coming up. Lots of celebrations going around the country. And, you know, being thankful that we live here in the United States, and also be thankful to the state of California, because on July 1st, the gas prices in California will go up. They're going to go up 2.2 cents per gallon. That's adding already, obviously, to the price of what we're paying now. Now, you shouldn't be surprised, because this goes back. It's part of a formula that was approved by the state legislature. Again, those are the people that you put into office. This goes back to 2017 that adjusts the rate annually. Now, despite the brilliance in this, the annual increases I'm talking about, the tax generates less revenue each year, or has each year, because more drivers are switching to electric vehicles. Not a surprise. Now, over the last few years, the gasoline consumption in California has gone down from 13.5 billion gallons per year to 11.5 gallons per year. Do the math on that. Now, July 1st, the California per gallon gas tax will sit at 63.4 cents. Now, when other fees and sale taxes are factored in, it comes to about $1.20 for every gallon purchased in California. How about that? Now, electric vehicles do contribute to road funding, but that fee is paid annually through the Department of Motor Vehicles rather than at the pump. Okay. Now, California's pump prices are also driven higher by the state's, away from the national pipeline grid. Two refineries in the state have closed in the last year, and fuel must arrive by truck or boat.
All right. And I think another refinery is on schedule to close. Now, the history is why voters are being asked to approve Measure H. It's a $35 million per year measure on the ballot coming up in November, which will bring the amount of estimated money and allow the county to apply for matching grants from the state's gas tax fund. So, there you have that. And so you might want to be a little bit more diligent in reading about this measure, because we do have one of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association skeptical take on the push for local matching funds. So we shall see, but happy Independence Day as we get ready for another gas increase here in the state. Which, by the way, how much do EV vehicles pay directly to the roads? But hold on, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning.
Good morning. Me and my mom were talking last night. We were watching some stuff on about the 250 anniversary, and she was telling me, this was back in 1775, 1776, my uncle fought under George Washington in his platoon or whatever, and he was injured. And then when the war is over, they get everybody, George Washington gave everybody, I think she said, 140 acres of land for fighting.
That's not the same as 40 acres in a mule, right?
I don't believe so.
Well, you've heard of that, 40 acres in a mule.
Yeah, I've heard of that sort of, You know, maybe mom might have been, a little bit mistaken, but I thought, it was kind of a, it's been so long since I've, history and everything else, and then, so it just brought that back up again. I thought that was a little bit interesting.
Well, if that's the case, is there any history in your family of where that land might have been?
My mom is going to, we're going to take a look at that.
So that, I'm guessing it's on the East Coast somewhere.
Yeah, they were all back east. So, well, I'm not quite sure. I was going to question my mom a little more on that.
Well, maybe you are entitled to some of the very expensive land in lower Manhattan.
But isn't that stolen land?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Well,
I can't
all right.
Have either of that.
Okay, well, then your grandfather, no matter which way or where, if you head east, north, or whatever, then it's stolen land. So you could be considered an accomplice.
Oh, no, I better hide.
And then, so that's all. Well, I shouldn't say that's all, but so your mom, there's no official records, but it's just been passed down through the families.
Yeah, evidently. So, like I say, this came up in a brief conversation in last night. Like I say, we were watching this celebration of that United States Fair or whatever is getting put on there in Washington D.C. We were watching that for a little bit, and it just came up in a brief conversation. So I thought about just having a little, digging into it a little bit, just out of curiosity.
By the way, just for the heck of it, what do you think of the big celebration? Are you going to be watching it on TV?
I'll probably watch snippets of it, It's something I won't sit down and watch. It's cool and everything, but it's a lot. But, if it serves up patriotism, well, like you said, people don't, with the climate nowadays, a lot of people on the left thinking that's all a Republican thing. No, the celebration of the 250 is for every American here, every citizen. And I said citizen.
Okay. Let's see here. How do I do this without sounding whatever? Okay, all right, so people, they tune in and they watch it. And then what happens 2 days later?
Everything goes back to the way it was. Some people probably spur a little patriotism, but everything, they just basically look at the bill, what it costs, and then move on.
Well, again, isn't that what we do with, many celebrations? For example, doesn't it seem at Christmas time people are a little bit nicer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah, it goes, but then it bleeds back off.
Right. It goes,
you know, just
it,
like
it goes away.
Yeah. I mean, well, look at 9/11, how patriotic. I mean, it just pulled the country together. And it's a shame it's got to take something, you know, tragic to do that. But then people go back, you know, people go back to their lives. They, you know, they have things to do. It doesn't mean they have to turn nasty again, but.
Because they get caught up in the emotional moment.
As you always say, feelings.
Feelings, yes. And there's nothing wrong. I mean, it's nice. People get fired up, and maybe some people will retain and do a little reflection, and also many, you know, you hope for appreciation.
Feelings are temporary.
They are, but, you know, again, I've said it for years, feelings can get you in a lot of trouble. They can get you in a lot of trouble, especially with the emotional vote and, you know, and all that kind of crap and so forth, but I'm hoping people will understand and really appreciate what this country has been about.
And I
know we're going to get the people. We're about, you know, we're about slavery. We're about, you know what? Just look at the total history of the country, and realize what would the rest of the world be like if there was no United States. You there?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Right now, the way things are, we need the celebration, though. We need widespread patriotism to maybe, like I say, branch off and touch some of these people that need to be touched with the stick upside the head to wake them, because everything's going such a, you know, a direction that is just not good for the country. All that's going on in New York and Utah, you know, they're going to, as they say, F around and find out, I think, on the economies and the way they're going to run New York. And hopefully they don't run it so far down that, American can always come back, you know, when they make a huge mistake like that.
Be careful, young man, be careful. And here's why. This is very simple. And again, it's this translation is very easy. And remember, our freedoms are easier to lose than they are to get back.
Didn't Meacham say something about that?
Who?
Meacham?
Frank Meacham?
Yeah, remember when he said it's, you know, when you vote something in, you know, why it's so hard to get it back, why bother to try and, repeal something?
No, what he told me, it had to do with these, you know, most rules or laws, yes, part of it is the ones that you vote in for, you know, like the air control district or something, they come up with something, they say you got to do this. And that's when I asked him, I said, well, if they can just say yes and it becomes law, why can't you just say no and redo it? And that's when he said, well, that's hard to do. Well, he never explained to me why is that hard to do. But when you look at, you know, again, our freedoms, when they are taken away, and they are taken away, or, I get, you know, maybe you can say that we give them away because we're naive or complacent.
Yeah.
But you're not getting them back unless you fight for them. And I mean that any which way somebody wants to take that.
Uh-huh.
So just something, it's just something to think about.
It is a battle. Yeah.
It's I realize that people are, you know, some people just aren't willing to battle, or some people are just worn out from it. And there comes a time when they say, you know what, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore.
And well, we can't throw our hands up.
No, but that generally happens. I mean, look at, when you look here just on the Central Coast, you have people, you know, at least on the right, that are fighting for us, I'll say. And they're the same people, names who've been out there for a few years, And that's not a negative. I mean, that's a positive. We want people like that. But they have asked for and they need help because they can't continue to do it long term. But we rely on those people to do the work for us.
Yeah, because we're just comfortable enough.
Right.
Oh, it's not a big deal.
Well, it's not a big
deal. We all are, I consider myself guilty of that, not doing enough. You know, we've got so much going on day to day. And then, we got to praise the people that stick their neck out and fight for us.
Yes.
And do what we can to help them out.
And I realize there's many ways that people can help out. Encouragement is nice, but, finding other ways to maybe alleviate the amount of energy that they have to put in. They're just looking for some extra help. And what I find also pretty interesting is here, again, I'm referencing San Luis Obispo County. I find that the females are a lot more aggressive than our so-called males.
Yeah. Yeah, they tend to speak their mind quite clearly.
Right. They do.
For better or worse.
Be careful.
I whispered that.
Okay, I was going to say she's going to slap you upside the head.
She's not listening.
All right, well, you're lucky. Someone's going to call her. I hope you make it through the day okay. All right.
You guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks, guy. All right, bye. Let's see here. Caller is correct. Colonial land grants. My ancestors' land is in Vermont. Uncle Harry had a nice farm up there in Vermont in Burlington. I don't know how he got that, but I used to go up there as a kid and fall off the horse. Not fall off the horse, but the horse, Pal Joey was its name. He'd lay down whenever I got on it. And, speaking of history, I love reading something from my mom. Is that I think it was my godmother, Loretta, that her family, they came over in the late 1800s, and they had a plantation in South Carolina. So it was the late 1800s, so it was after slavery. All right. I thought it was a phone. Oh, another text here. The female of the species is always more deadly than the male. Okay. Gotcha on that one. All right. So back to this. The gas prices are going up in California. Now, how much does, according to this, it says in California, EV owners pay for road taxes through flat annual fees added directly to their vehicle registration rather than a tax at the pump. I didn't realize that. And for those of you that are EVs, if you can verify that or not, goes on to say, currently EV drivers pay a specific $121 annual road improvement fee plus an inflation-adjusted transportation improvement fee ranging from $33 to $231 based on the vehicle's market value. That doesn't seem like much money. They are heavier vehicles, aren't they? I think. Okay. So if anybody knows that, let's see here, the transportation improvement fees. This fee applies to the California to fix roads and bridges. It scales according to the current value of your vehicle. So if your EV is worth $5,000 to $24,000, $66, $25,000 to $34,000, $132, $35,000 to $55,000, $198, and on it goes. And then they have commercial and heavy EV weight fees. If you drive an electric truck or a heavy commercial EV, California has updated its commercial weight fees, and it goes from 5,000, then 6,000, then over 10,000 pounds. So the EV vehicle costs between $300 and $700 annually. When you add all those road taxes to the California-based registration fee, the vehicle license fee, and county fees, registering a standard EV typically costs between $300 and $700 annually. Well, those of you that have EVs would know. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How about if we have them change that tax to how many tires or wheels are on the vehicle? Like, most of us have four wheels. So why would the tax be any different because the car is worth more?
I don't know.
Well, I think it makes more sense.
Well, so you would, just based on the four wheels.
Yeah, everybody's the same, man.
Well, okay, so there are a couple of fees here. As I mentioned here, the fee for also the weight of your vehicle?
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, you put it on the scales if it's a pickup or a big truck.
Okay, and again, I'm just guessing here, don't EV vehicles weigh more than the average four-door?
Okay, that's a good point, too. You're on the ball, Kevin.
No, I'm not. I'm just getting lucky.
Okay, well, that's all I got.
All right, thank you very much for your call. All right, let's see. I looked at the clock, and we are headed this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in North County. Paso Robles police are seeking a suspect that robbed the Wells Fargo Bank on Spring Street yesterday afternoon. Police say the man walked inside the bank, said he had a weapon, and handed a note to the teller before leaving with an unknown amount of cash. The suspect was driven away by a female in a silver SUV. He is described as Hispanic, with a stocky build and a tribal tattoo near his right eye. Paso Robles Community Emergency Response Team, or CERT, is offering a 24-hour disaster preparedness course for teens, ages 15 to 19. Classes will be offered at Centennial Park Tuesday, July 17th through July 10th, with a final on the 11th. Signups can be done at slowcountycert.org. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Acting Venezuela President Delcy Rodriguez says at least 32 people are dead, 700 injured in a 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude earthquakes. These twin figures expected to rise. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is sending search teams, medical resources, and humanitarian aid. President Trump headlining Freedom 250's Great American State Fair Wednesday night after artists dropped out of the event, telling supporters he's restored faith in the country.
Tonight, as we stand on the edge of our 250th year of independence, I am thrilled to declare that America is back.
Senate Republicans holding a new vote on the War Powers Act, this time voting it down after President Trump told them yesterday that its passage is hurting peace negotiations with Iran. America's listening to Fox News.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
10.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
We start in the WNBA, where Indiana Fever superstar Caitlin Clark had to leave their game against the Phoenix Mercury last night due to back issues. But before she left the game, Clark landed hard on her back, and as players struggled to get a loose ball, Mercury player Alyssa Thomas pushed her fist into Clark's neck and then stepped over top of her. After their 111-109 loss, Fever coach Stephanie White was furious at the official's decision not to call a foul.
We have a generational talent and a WNBA superstar who had two cheap shots right there that weren't called. And I just say again, absolutely unacceptable.
Clark finished with 19 points and 8 assists before leaving. She has dealt with back issues already this season. Major League Baseball action. The New York Mets are having a rough season. They were swept by the Chicago Cubs this week, and all four of their infielders committed at least one fielding error last night. 6 errors in total in their 10-3 loss. It's the first time since 1962 that all four infielders on a team committed at least one error in the same game. And Cubs shortstop Dansby Swanson piled up 15 runs batted in the 3-game series against the Mets. The first time since 2016 a player has done that. For the second straight night, the Philadelphia Phillies were down to their final strike, 2 outs in the 9th inning, trailing by a run, until pinch hitter Derek Hill blasted a 2-run, 2-out home run, giving the Phils their second straight 9th inning, 2-out rally, and a 5-4 victory. Los Angeles Dodgers star Mookie Betts celebrated a milestone in their game against the Minnesota Twins last night, smashing a second inning solo home run that was the 300th of his career. And in World Cup action, winners yesterday were Bosnia-Herzegovina, Switzerland, Morocco, Brazil, South Africa, and Mexico. And that's your look at sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles. Just about 8 minutes away from 7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical and Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Well, you know what's coming. Turning out mostly sunny with highs in the low 80s, a few passing clouds, otherwise pretty clear tonight. Lows right around 50, then we'll be right around 80 again on your Friday here in the North County. And as we head out to Saturday, we'll be at 80. We'll be at 80 on Sunday and mid-80s on Monday, upper 70s Tuesday, Wednesday next week, mid-70s and upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 549 a.m., 823 p.m. We are at 54 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you in Atascadero since 1979. Let me correct you, correct myself on that UV index. It will be 11, so beware. All right, moving along here at the Right Choice, KPRL. That's not what I want. This is what I want.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, that is our job, our responsibility. Remember, it takes a village. I'm sorry I said that one there. All right, Chris, I've got one for you here. I don't have this crossed off, but maybe I did it before.
Well, time to find out, or maybe the text will spoil it for me.
No, it's not on the text today.
Darn.
Oh, so you like the fact that you can cheat once in a while, right?
Who doesn't?
Okay, all right, let's see. Ancient Egyptians put what dead animal in their mouth to help toothaches?
Cool. A whole... Okay, are we talking about like the whole animal, or is this just a part of it?
Well, I can only answer it. It doesn't specifically say here, but let me just say that it would not be an elephant.
Right, right.
Okay. So it's something that they would put in their mouth to help with toothache. So what dead animal would they put in?
What the heck? A mouse.
Yes.
Wow. I was just thinking, like, what could fit in your mouth?
Says here, ancient Egyptians put dead mice in their mouths to help toothaches.
I can't help but wonder why, though. I doubt it says it over there, does it?
No, it does not. Next time you go to the dentist, ask him. Or her. Okay, there you go. let's see. Oh, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Okay, it's time for trivia. Oh, boy. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course, out there at the airport known as the One Niner Diner. You are qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay. There is no official, legally enforced national registry of banned first names in the United States. However, there are two that are universally the most discouraged. This is for first names. Give me either. 238-5775-238-KPRO. Which, by the way, the if there is a questionable name that is submitted at birth, Social services could and have gotten involved. It is for the protection of the child. All right. Okay. Here we go to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Jesus.
No, not Jesus is not on one of the two listed here.
It can't be because I know kids named Jesus. It's spelled the exact same way.
So you can't question it.
I mean, I was confused as a kid when I first saw it, but you know.
Okay, so what does Jesus translated into English mean?
It's just Jesus.
It's the same?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Adolf.
Yes, Adolf is one of them, and the other is Judas.
Oh.
So, again, yeah. Social services could intervene. and they have in some areas and I there's a couple of countries around the world that completely ban it.
Now there was an old actor named Adolf Manju.
Well, it was probably
he was famous.
Well, I'm guessing he wasn't born after 1945.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
Yeah, because I mean. What is it from? What's the beer company?
Coors, Adolf Coors.
Yeah, Adolf Coors. Adolf Coors.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, sir. May I have your name, please?
Jim Lemon.
All right, Jim, we have you down as a qualifier, and enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you. You too.
All righty.
And go America. Go America.
Yep. Okay, Adolf and Judas are universally the most discouraged. They carry heavy historical and cultural stigmas, making them socially unacceptable and practically unused. But again, in some instances, social services or other, they could step in. Courts and states, vital records in the United States generally reject names that contain obscenity, numbers, or symbols. Names like Satan or those with highly explicit associations are legally denied. here's one of the things that's kind of interesting. Oh, wait, we're way past.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. San Luis Obispo County Airport will be selling honey in its terminal in partnership with Cal Poly's College of Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences. The partnership establishes an on-site apiary on undeveloped airport land. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park continue tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Tonight's entertainment will be Monty Mills and the Lucky Horseshoe Band, an iconic Central Coast band playing country rock and roll. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by
Steve Schmidt, Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Now, this is just all part of what I came across this morning, but it says the overly used creative spelling of names. The trends that saturate a specific era, like the rhyming Jaden, Braden, Aiden, and Caden. Overdone and lack individuality. Naming your kid Bentley or Apple, you know, brand names is heavily discouraged, and boy named Sue. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.